पैट फॉर्मर ऑस्ट्रेलिया के अल्ट्रा मैराथन रनर हैं, जो इस वक्त हिंदुस्तान के दौरे पर हैं। भारत में उन्होंने कन्हैया कुमारी से श्रीनगर तक की रन में बरसकीर के अवाम के कई रंग देखे हैं। स्प्रिट ऑफ इंडिया के दौरान उन्होंने वाघा बॉर्डर पर सरहद के दोनों तरफ होने वाली तकरीब भी देखी और श्रीनगर में उनकी ये दौड़ इख्तिताम को पहुंची। हमने दिल्ली में ये गुफ्तगू रिकॉर्ड की और उनसे पूछा कि हिंदुस्तान का उनका ये सफर कैसा रहा और पाकिस्तानियों के लिए उनका क्या पैगाम है। आइए उनके इस सफर की कहानी सुनते हैं उनकी जबानी।
Thank you so much. It's great to be talking with you about such a fantastic event that is finally concluded. From start to finish, it is so diverse and so different from one place to the next. As you and your listeners would be very aware, India has many different languages, has many, many different religions, has many, many different cultures from start to finish. So I had the opportunity of calling in at many different temples. I was welcomed into temples, into mosques, into churches from start to finish. Some of these dating back even thousands of years old. I've seen the ruins of some of the buildings that date back before BC. The history of India is phenomenal. It's incredible. It's interesting. It's amazing. And so there's that aspect of it all, but plus the people are wonderful and welcoming from start to finish. I had so many people go out of their way to welcome us into their homes, to offer us food and drink, bless themselves. You know, that so many people would touch my shoes, my feet, and bless themselves.
We have images and news about your historical run across India into the in Australian media as well. And you were crossing the cities, villages. Even your wedding anniversary came during your run. Can you describe the few memorable scenes during this run?
Well, yeah, you just mentioned my wedding anniversary. My wife and I were able to stay in a palace. We stayed in a palace. We were up in Rajasthan at the time, and we stayed in a palace in Udaipur, and it was beautiful. This palace was right on the lake. It was the most magnificent building I have ever been in, something that you would see in a movie set. And not only that, but we also met the princess, the lady that owned the palace. And of course, these palaces are now rented out to try and help with the upkeep, because as you can imagine, they're very expensive to try and maintain over the years, because they are such grand buildings. So they rent them out, and so we had the opportunity to stay in this palace. So that was definitely a highlight. It's one thing that I would definitely recommend. Another thing, of course, is being able to go to the border between Pakistan and India, and see the changing of the flag and the changing of the guard up near Amritsar. That was an amazing performance between the soldiers on both sides, a theatrical performance between the soldiers on both sides. It was almost like being in the grandstand of a gladiator movie and watching as the guards changed and the flags were lowered for the day. That was something I would definitely recommend to people.
पैट फार्मर ऑस्ट्रेलिया के मैराथन रनर पाकिस्तान और हिंदुस्तान के वाघा बॉर्डर पर ग़ुरूब आफ्ताब के वक्त परचम उतारने का जिक्र कर रहे थे। उनका कहना था कि ये एक ऐसी तकरीब है जो दोनों मुल्कों को करीब लाने में किरदार अदा कर सकती है और हर सैयाह को ये तकरीब देखना जाना चाहिए। गोल्डन टेम्पल का जिक्र करते हुए उन्होंने कहा कि वहाँ गुजारा हुआ दिन उनके लिए एक यादगार दिन था।
We had the chance to go to the Golden Temple, and I was there at 4 a.m. in the morning. I saw the opening of the holy book. We had the chance to be able to work with other volunteers to prepare meals for the poor and the needy. So I did that. I worked in the kitchen, and then I served the poor and the needy, and they served literally thousands of people per day there, and I thought that was a tremendous way for me to start the day before I started my running. And of course, Kashmir. They say that Kashmir is heaven on earth, And I have to agree, it is, where I finished in Srinagar, the most beautiful place I have ever seen. I've ever seen it's equal to, if not better than, anything that you would ever see in the Alpine villages of Europe.
Srinagar, which was your finishing line, and Kashmir has suffered a lot since partition, and all efforts of peace and harmony could not see any resolution at this stage. What was the atmosphere and the mood among the ordinary Kashmiris while you reached there to the finish line in Srinagar?
Well, the mood was very supportive, as it has been right through the whole country. Terrorism threats and worries about terrorism into Kashmir. The mood from everybody is basically that they would like the travel bans lifted, because they are hurting a lot as far as tourism is concerned, and it's so important. They rely on tourism because it's the only thing that they have for an income there. They rely heavily on tourism. So they get a number of tourists from Europe, but they would definitely like the Australian tourists to come and visit again. There was a time when they had 40, 50,000 Australian tourists attend there per year, and at the moment that has dwindled down dramatically because of the warnings there. I have spoken with the Australian consulate in relation to all of that, and they're going to have a look at it and reassess that situation. So that's a good thing that they're going to do that, because it truly is a beautiful place, and I found it to be a very safe place to be in.
पैट फॉर्मर ऑस्ट्रेलिया के अल्ट्रा मैराथन रनर हैं। पाकिस्तान और हिंदुस्तान की सरहद की दोनों जानब जाने वाली परेड भी देखी, उसे सराहा और पाकिस्तानी और हिंदुस्तानी अवाम के लिए अपनी नेक ख्वाहिशात का इजहार किया। News of your Spirit of India run is also covered in neighboring country Pakistan, whose border you also went to see the ceremony. There also people are suffering with the terrorism and the sectarian violence. Do you have any plan to run across Pakistan as a gesture of heal up and condole across the border?
Well, I would love to. I was invited by the High Commissioner of India. I would be more than happy. I head home to Australia tomorrow morning, so I'm back in Australia on Tuesday. I would be more than happy to speak with the ambassador of Pakistan or any Pakistani leaders to organise that. I would love the opportunity of running through Pakistan. I think that from what I've seen and what I've heard of Pakistan, it is truly a beautiful place. And once again, people of Pakistan could do with some positive stories rather than the negativity all the time. So it would be nice for me to have the opportunity to do that, and I'd certainly be open to discussions in relation to that.
पैट फॉर्मर का कहना था कि वो पाकिस्तान का भी इसी तरह का दौरा करना चाहते हैं, और उन्हें बड़ी खुशी होगी कि वो पाकिस्तान की आवाम की गर्मजोशी और वहाँ के मेहमान नवाजी से लुत्फानंदोज भी हो सकें, और उसके लिए उन्हें पाकिस्तानी हुकूमत और पाकिस्तानी सिफारतखाने की तरफ से दावत का इंतजार रहेगा। कश्मीर का जिक्र करते हुए उन्होंने कहा कि उन्हें वहाँ बहुत गर्मजोशी से खुशामदीद कहा गया। व्हाट इज योर मैसेज टू द SBS उर्दू ऑडियंस? व्हाट यू वांट टू से टू देम?
Well, I just want to say to them that at the end of the day, you know, governments make decisions that affect people, and sometimes they're not always the right decisions. But at the end of the day, if peace and harmony can be sustained, then the beneficiary is the people, because of increased tourism, because of opportunities that will be available there. So people need to resist violence whenever they can, and they need to work together whenever they can. And I just want to say a big thank you to the Pakistani people and to the Indian people that I met along the way, in particular up in Kashmir, for kindness and the generosity that they showed to me. I met some people, some Pakistani people, that introduced me to saffron tea and that I found that to be a beautiful drink, and also their keen interest in farming that they explained to me and told me all about. It was tremendous to hear all about. So I'm very keen to explore relationships between Australia and Pakistan as well.
What is your next leg of journey now?
Well, the first thing I need to do is I head back to Sydney, and I work with our film director on producing the film. This film will highlight and advertise and promote all that India has to offer, the people, the experiences of India. Of course, this run was called the Spirit of India Run because it was not just a snapshot of India, of India's landscape, but he was trying to dive into seeing the culture, the food, the essence of India through my footsteps. And so we're working on putting that film together as quickly as possible, and then I want to travel back here to India, and I want to speak to audiences and show the film around India as well as in Australia. And of course we're aiming to have it ready for the Cannes Film Festival as well, so we're hoping that we will be able to showcase India to the world. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया के अल्ट्रा मैराथन रनर पैट फॉर्मर, जिन्होंने स्पिरिट ऑफ इंडिया के नाम से अपनी दौड़ पूरे हिंदुस्तान के तुलो अर्ज में मुकम्मल की है, उनसे अभी आप हमारी बातचीत सुन रहे हैं। पैट फॉर्मर ने कन्हैया कुमारी से श्रीनगर तक की हिंदुस्तान की ये दौड़ 4600 किलोमीटर का फासला तय करते हुए पूरी की। इसी के दौरान उनकी शादी की एनिवर्सरी भी मनाई गई। नई दिल्ली में भी उनका शानदार इस्तकबाल हुआ और अब वो ऑस्ट्रेलिया वापिस आकर अपने इस यादगार तारीखी सफर पर एक फिल्म बनाना चाहते हैं। उर्दू सामईन के लिए दिए गए खुसूसी पैगाम में उन्होंने कहा कि वो पाकिस्तान की जानिब से भी मोहब्बत के पैगामात वसूल करते रहते हैं और उनकी दिली ख्वाहिश है कि वो पाकिस्तान में अमन, सुकून और खुशहाली के उस दौर को देखें और खुद पाकिस्तानी अवाम के दरमियान मौजूद रहें और वहाँ भी पूरे पाकिस्तान का पैदल सफर करते हुए पाकिस्तानी अवाम के लिए अमन और खैर सगाली का पैगाम लेकर जाएं। दौरान गुफ्तगू उन्होंने कश्मीर की जाफरानी चाय के लुत्फ का भी जिक्र किया और कश्मीर में की जाने वाली उनके साथ मेहमान नवाजी का भी, जो बकौल उनके उन्हें मुद्दतों याद रहेगी।